This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد عسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم. One of the issues that we get consulted about quite a bit is, and I've had a number of these questions, is that you've got this brother or this sister who want to marry who want to marry someone, and they think they found the right person, and then they've become either intellectually obsessed or emotionally obsessed with them, and they think that this is the best person. I mean, this is quite a natural feeling that happens sometimes, that if you found somebody that seems to tick all the boxes that have been in your mind, you know, for a prospective spouse, you then suddenly latch on to them and you become so emotionally attached that you think that you can't get anything better than that. And then what happens is that if there's ever a hitch, if there's ever an obstacle put into your path in terms of that marriage, maybe your parents don't like that person, or maybe their parents won't agree to it because you're from a different background, different ethnicity, different caste, different language, or they just don't like you for whatever reason, or you've got family problems with them, you know, your father or your mother or your family had any issues with them. I mean, these are all different manifestations. I've seen all of these issues, with all of these different issues that have come about. What happens is you get these emails, you get these people consulting you about what can I do? What's the most effective thing to overcome this hurdle, this obstacle? How do we deal with this issue? And so on. I think one of the things that we have to understand here is that we don't know what's the best thing for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is that sometimes you may love something, you may really, really want something and desire something, even though it's bad for you, it's actually disliked for you, it's actually harmful for you for the future. And then in some cases, you may just dislike something. At the outset, you may have some kind of hatred for it, you may have some kind of dislike for it, you may not have any kind of love for it, but it's actually better for you. So we don't really know, because that's how we are, that's how the world works. I mean, we know from our past experiences and our history, our own history, that sometimes, you know, we've thought of things in a particular way, but they've come to be something else as well. So how do you deal with this issue? Firstly, what I normally say is that, look, if you really want something, if you really want something in life, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. As long as it's halal, and as long as you're doing it in the right way, then it's permissible for you to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, persist in your questioning without asking for something unusual or something embarrassing to happen. Essentially, what we're saying is that you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I normally say, look, if you really want something, get up for tahajjud prayer, give some sadaqah, get up for tahajjud prayer, and then make some sincere dua for a number of days, right? Now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really wants you to have that, these dua should be powerful enough. But you must always also remember, and this is the most important thing, you must remember that we don't really know if this thing is good for us or bad for us. So as much dua as you make, you should definitely give that a chance, and you know, you should really ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to have that thing, then what we need to really be clear about, and what we really need to understand, is that we need to be able to overcome our obsession. We need to overcome our emotion, and we mustn't then reduce our own lives to some kind of a miserable existence, where just because we can't get them, we're going to be trying that for years and years to come. We have to be realistic about it. We have to be reasonable about our pursuits. So what I normally say is that, look, you will try to do the best that you can do. You will try to make as much dua as possible, give sadaqah, do everything, you know, in your ability between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this work. But have a timeline, have a certain period in which you'll do this for. So you'll say you'll give it 2 months, you'll give it maximum 3 months. I don't suggest that you go for a year, because at the end of the day, when it comes to marriage, we're always getting older, things change, illnesses could hit us, and the longer we live, in most cases, according to the general way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the world, we generally have less potential afterwards. So the older we get, the less likely, become less likely to get married to who we really want to, generally speaking. I mean, this is not always the case. So what I'm saying is that we need to be realistic about it. We need to give it a certain period of time. We'll say, okay, for 3 months, this is what I'm going to try to do. And inshallah, if it works in this, and I'm going to make every dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I can to make this work. But if in 3 months it doesn't happen, then I need to detach myself. And the best thing to do in this case is to do istikhara. I mean, there is another video lecture we have on istikhara and emotional attachment and so on. But this one in particular was just about being realistic and reasonable about it, where we give ourselves a time frame and then we don't just obsess forever. I mean, believe me, a lifelong obsession, which is something you can't get, it is extremely detrimental for you, you know, from every perspective, because it will slow you down, it will inhibit you, it will make you miserable, it will make you sad, it will make you depressed, you won't be able to get work done properly, you won't be able to really pursue anything else that is important to pursue, it will have an impact on your life, it will have an impact on your health, it will have an impact on your status in many different ways. And at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, as they say, there's a lot of fish in the sea. Right, there are many fish in the sea, and this obsession that we have sometimes, that this is the best person, believe me, it's not always the case. It seems like that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can very easily put something much better in another person. And there are so many other people, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that beyond every knowledgeable person, there's a more knowledgeable person, and this is the same with everything else. It's just that sometimes we don't know that. So again, to reiterate, let us not think that the thing we have is going to be the only thing for us and we're going to pursue it until we get it, or even if we don't get it, we're going to pursue it until we die. That kind of an obsession is not really reasonable, and it's really detrimental for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah fulfill, I mean, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He fulfill our permissible desires, but He also make us reasonable in the way we pursue things and in what we pursue. And may Allah guide us aright. Allahumma alhimna rushdana wa a'idhna min shururi anfusina. That's a famous dua. That's a very powerful dua, which means, oh Allah, alhimna rushdana, inspire me of my ways of guidance. Inspire me in guidance. Guide me, essentially. Inspire me with my guidance in the way I'm supposed to do things. Wa alhimna rushdana wa a'idhna min shururi anfusina, which means, and give me refuge, give me protection from the evils of my own lowly self, of my ego, of my desires. So I don't want to succumb to them, but at the end of the day, I want you to guide me in the best way possible that is for me in this world and in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill our permissible desires, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to see things correctly and rightly and reasonably, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq in this world. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.